This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So Chris O'Brien is on special assignment and therefore will not join us on this special episode of the Paracast. But last week, one of the guests, Erica Lukes, has volunteered. Actually, she did this kicking and screaming, I think. Volunteered to be co-host this week. Right, Erica?
I did, because I always love being on the Paracast, and I was especially excited when I heard who the guest was going to be today.
And we'll be talking to Leslie Kane in just a moment. But first of all, I wanted to kind of recap a few things. And last week, of course, we had three women talking about different things. And a couple of weird things came out of it, like one person saying she never encountered a problem as a woman in the UFO field. And then we had Erica back on after the Paracast, which is the special program we offer for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. And she pointed out that maybe that isn't quite so realistic. So does that summarize it pretty much?
That does summarize it pretty much. And I think, you know, again, it highlighted an apathy that we have in the field to address issues, and not only about women's issues, but about the way we treat other people in the field and the fact that we don't have professional or ethical standards. And that's something that needs to be addressed. And I think that it was an important conversation that you and Chris had with us on the show. So thank you.
Leslie, a quick question before we get into the main subject here. As a woman being involved in paranormal research, first UFOs now, life after death and such, have you encountered issues that you might relate to the fact that you're a woman?
I would have to say no, Gene. But, you know, I haven't hung around with the UFO community crowd probably the way a lot of other people have. Because, you know, being a journalist, I sort of played the journalist role, so maybe that's partly why, but I don't have any memories of feeling any of that.
That's great, and I think it's an important point for you to say, too, that since you were in that role as journalist and you weren't necessarily going to conferences or involved in, you know, some of the organizations, the volunteer organizations, you weren't perhaps subject to that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, I did go to conferences in the first few years when I was just learning a lot about UFOs. And I remember people were so happy that a journalist was taking the topic seriously. It was just such a big deal because I published in the Boston Globe, which was a mainstream newspaper, and other mainstream media. So everyone was so happy to have a journalist in their midst that they weren't going to be sending any vibes my way because I was a female. So it was just a different position that I was in than a lot of other women who are in the field and you know, dealing with it in a different way.
Right, and that's great. And I will say that you've maintained such integrity and professionalism, Ben. You've always been somebody that I have really held in a lot of high regard.
Well, thank you very much for that, Erica. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank you.
So up till now, we've talked to you about UFOs, but now you've written this book called Surviving Death, A Journalist Investigates Evidence for an Afterlife. What brought you on board with this subject?
Well, Gene, you know, I've been interested in this topic probably for as long as I have been interested in UFOs. It's just that I didn't focus on it as my main topic, obviously, but it was sort of percolating in the background for me for many years, and I've sort of poked around in it, been intrigued by it. I was involved with the making of a documentary film at one point on this topic, which allowed me to meet a lot of the key players in it. It's just been sort of an interest of mine, really, but not like UFOs were. I mean, I never did anything with it until I finished my book. And then a year later, I worked on this History Channel documentary. After that, there was sort of a pause, and it just sort of naturally became the next topic for me to write a book on. because I was thinking about what to do next. And my publisher actually approached me, the same people who had published my UFO book, and said, is there anything else you want to write about? It just coincided with the exact timing of when I was thinking about approaching them with this topic. So they were absolutely thrilled with the idea of it, of you know, allowing, having a journalist take on this information, which is really very difficult to do, much more difficult than UFOs, by the way. And so anyway, that's how the whole thing started. But it's not something brand new for me, although the level at which I looked into it to do the book was new. And what was different about it than UFOs was that I had spent 10 years full time on UFOs. And my book on that was sort of the culmination of all those years of work. Whereas with this new book, I was actually learning as I went along, and I was on a personal journey with it as well, where I actually had experiences of my own and was able to witness certain things. So it was a very different kind of a book in that way than the UFO book was.
So it started out for you to find out what these experiences were about?
Excuse me?
Okay. Was this part in your quest to find out more about experiences that you've had?
Yeah, I mean, it was really started off as a research book, and it's primarily a research book. I mean, it's a journalistic book. I'm trying to present, you know, the best, most credible, most well-tested, and most scientific evidence for this possibility of survival past death, just like I did with UFOs. But the difference is that you can't choose to witness a UFO. But in this field, you can go to mediums. You might meditate and have certain experiences, or you might go witness something that a physical medium can produce. So it allows you more direct experiences. That's the difference. And yes, I did have experiences that, and I wrote about them in the book, and I did try to understand them and interpret them as best as I could. So that was part of the whole fabric of the investigation that I did. And that's really different than the UFO book, and it's very different in that way.
Now, about those experiences, can you tell us a few of them? Maybe give us an idea of where you're coming from?
Sure. I just want everybody to know that they all take place in the context of a rigorous journalistic look at some of this stuff. So I just want people to know this is out of context if we start right off with the personal experiences, which I know are probably of greater interest to people. But there's a lot of research in the book as well, just so people know that, and chapters written by experts, just like there was with the UFO book. But anyway, my personal experiences involved some very extraordinary readings with mental mediums, in which a lot of accurate, very, very accurate information came through. And we can talk about that more if you'd like, and I can explain what mental mediumship is. I also had what people call after-death communications from, I believe, to be my brother, if you want to interpret them that way. There's different ways you can interpret them, of course. And the other component was experiences with witnessing physical phenomena, such as tilting tables and physical phenomena taking place in a seance room with one medium, and then with a second medium, which is how I end the book. I think one of the most amazing physical mediums on the planet, probably. I had the good fortune of sitting with him for numerous seances, what they call seances. I know the word is sort of sounds creepy, but and witnessing some extraordinary physical phenomena that I think people would be very difficult to believe can occur, but in fact they can occur. And I save those for the end of the book because they're so mind-boggling that I wouldn't want to start off with talking about them. I'm not sure we should start off right now talking about some of those things. But those experiences were all mixed in with studies and research and other people's investigations into this.
Now, I should say that over the years, we've tried to get a medium on the Paracast to maybe report what happened to them. And in the rare cases we've tried, you kind of get excuses. It never seems to work out right. But we will get into more of that in a moment. We have Leslie Kane. The book is called Surviving Death. Our guest co-host is Erica Lukes, and we're going to look at not just her personal journey of experiences, but what she has learned about life after death with Gene and Erica. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I want to remind our listeners we have a special feature of the show which we mentioned briefly. It's called Paracast Plus. And, of course, we offer the commercial-free version of this show, but we also offer a special show called After the Paracast, and it's a mixture of different things. Sometimes it's color commentary. Sometimes it's chit-chat. Sometimes we have special guests. Sometimes we continue the main show, as we sort of did with Erica last week. And you can get the show if you subscribe to Paracast Plus. For more information, go to plus, plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. You get the commercial-free version of this show after the Paracast and more. And one more thing before we get back with Leslie Kane. A new radio station has joined our growing roster. Just got the word KBYR Radio, 700 on the dial, Anchorage, Alaska. How about that? Welcome. Leslie, we were talking briefly here about the fact that you have personal experiences and you kind of hit on them towards more the end of the book. And I guess that's kind of the reverse of what I usually hear, which is that someone writes a book and they go into what happened to them and then kind of extend that to the research. Were you researching before you actually had an experience?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually the case, to tell you the truth. I never expected to have the kinds of experiences I had, although I knew that I would be testing mediumship. I mean, anybody can do that. You can get readings with mediums and you can see how well they work. I did a lot of work to connect with the right people who could connect me to the very best mediums. At least my initial reading was really with a woman named Laura Lynn Jackson, who has since written a book, by the way. And she would probably be willing to be on your show also. She's just an outstanding mental medium, and I was very, very fortunate to get a reading with her. And anybody could do that, but it was only after I'd kind of looked into mental mediumship and read about it and looked at studies on it and things like that. And then I was fortunate enough because I had such good mediums that the readings turned out to be really, really incredible, as was the second one I did with a medium who lives in Ireland, who was completely unrelated to Laura Lynn Jackson in any way. And both of them were extraordinary. So I don't know. I just lucked out. I got two really good readings. They made for excellent material in the book, and they were mind-blowing for me because I was quite skeptical about all of this when I started.
Just wanted to ask you, Leslie, because this is, you know, in the world of UFOs that people have a hard time taking anything other than the nuts and bolts UFO experience. And oftentimes the paranormal or some of these experiences are pushed aside, which in my opinion is a disservice to what we're really looking at. But how has that been for you with dealing with the UFO community and now bridging over into this other subject?
I haven't actually dealt with this subject at all with the UFO community, but I've always had great respect for the experiencers and, you know, a lot of the strange things that happen to them. But actually, for me personally, I mean, I haven't made that many connections really between this investigation or this book and the previous one. So I know a lot of people want to sort of make links between these two fields of exploration, but I personally haven't done that myself. So yeah. I don't know if that's quite what you're getting at, but
no, you know, that's good. I mean, for me, you know, when I look at some of the people that are studying, you know, Dr. Jacques Vallée, Kit Green, some of these people that are interested in both subjects or the overlapping themes of all of this type of phenomenon. I mean, it's interesting to see that unfortunately we're throwing out a lot of what happens to UFO witnesses or experiencers when there could be something that is a common theme between both.
You mean the throwing them out, the ones that are really weird and kind of more paranormal kind of get?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. You're right. Because I didn't deal so much with witnesses in my work on UFOs, except for military people. You know, right. I was dealing more with sort of the concrete physicality of the sightings, the government documents and this and that and the radar, because I was trying to reach a certain audience that could accept that kind of thing, but that wouldn't be affected by the paranormal aspects of it. In fact, they might even be put off by it.
Right.
But it wasn't out of any disrespect for those people. Absolutely not. It was more for just doing the job that I felt I was being called to do, which was to prevent a certain kind of information. But you're right. It's all in the realm of sort of paranormal. Not so much the physicality of UFOs, but the way it can affect people and the experiences people have had. I'm sure a lot of them are similar.
They are.
To some of the things we're dealing with in this other area. So that's a really interesting connection.
It is. Thank you.
Yeah.
You raise an interesting thing here because some months back we had Red Pill Junkie on the show, and I don't know if you know him or not. He's a blogger on the paranormal. His real name is Miguel. And he mentioned briefly the possible connection, at least in terms of the surface details, between UFO abductions and near-death experiences. And he wrote a very long editorial for the Paracast newsletter about it quite a while back, and I'll get you a link for it, Leslie. But if you had reason to think of anything like that, has anything about that occurred to you in your research?
Not so much, but that doesn't mean it's not valid. I just haven't put my mind there, you know, because abductions were never my focus either when it came to UFOs. I mean, I know something about them, but I was never focused on them. I don't feel I have any expertise on them, but I've heard other people make that connection, that somehow there's a connection between some kind of afterlife realm and the abductions. I've just heard it said before, but I've never focused on it myself. I really don't feel qualified to.
That's kind of interesting here, you know, that, you know, obviously you, of course, were associated for a number of years with a very well-known abduction researcher, Bud Hopkins.
Yeah, and I'm interested in the field, but even when I was friends with Bud, I wasn't focused so much on that area of work. So, you know, that was his area of work, and I found it fascinating, but I never gained any expertise in it, per se.
By the way, listeners, if you want to check the Paracast newsletter, it has the article from Red Pill Junkie. It's August 23rd, 2015. And I asked him to write this piece and ended up being, I think, 4,000 or 5,000 words, showing the various aspects of the two that came together. All right, let's go back to the mediums again, because I mentioned briefly and never really pursued it, that we have tried on occasion with the Paracast to get a medium to come on the show and demonstrate to us, you know, whether they had something to say. And I guess the skeptical impression of a medium is that they use cold readings, kind of just say the things you want to hear. And because they're saying the things they think you want to hear, they seem all the more impressive in what they do. So maybe you can tell us maybe a few specific examples where a medium gave you something that really knocked your socks off. We're talking to Leslie Kane. And she is author of a book called Surviving Death, A Journalist Investigates Evidence for an Afterlife. Erica Lukes is our guest co-host. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Beam Self-Reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Leslie Kane, author of Surviving Death, can you tell us one or two tales of a medium who really came up with stuff that really astounded you?
Yeah, and I wanted to just comment on the fact that there are, of course, lots of fraudulent mediums out there, people that use cold reading techniques, people that have all kinds of ways of fooling people and providing generalities and picking up cues from them and all kinds of techniques to make people believe that they're contacting their dead relative. But there are ways you can eliminate that and make it an absolute impossibility for that to be occurring. What I did with my readings was they were done over the phone, first of all. So there's no visual cues for the medium. Second of all, what's really important is that the medium knows nothing about who you are. Let's call the person getting the reading is called the sitter. So in my situation, you don't give them any information, not even your name. So for the second reading that I did, this medium was in Ireland. I took out a PayPal account under a phony name. I took out a whole separate email address under a phony name, and I used the PayPal account to pay for her phony email address, and I gave her my first name only. Last name was a phony name, and she knew absolutely nothing about me. She had no idea where on the whole planet that I lived. She didn't even know my name, nothing. So when you do a reading like that, and you're not even physical proximity to that person, there is no way they can use these kinds of techniques. Or if they try, they're not going to have a very good reading. So when you sit down in a situation like that, and the person is able to provide accurate personal details that they say are coming from a deceased person that you knew, that no one else except you and maybe two family members even know, you know, it's very compelling. This is the kind of reading that means something. It doesn't mean anything when you're in a big room, you know, and you're on a TV show or something where they can use these other kinds of techniques that are so dangerous for people. take advantage of people's grief, too, to try to fool them. But when you're astute about it, you can eliminate those kinds of problems. And there are investigators that do these studies with mediums, and one of them wrote a chapter in my book in which they provide numerous levels of blinding for the medium, so they can't possibly use those techniques. Anyway, so I had the experience of a reading with this medium from Ireland, for instance, who knew absolutely nothing about me, and she provided probably 90% accuracy of information, which is extremely high. And a lot of it was personal information that nobody else knew about two people who I knew very well in my life who had died recently. And that's what I describe in the book. And I actually give some of the specifics that she gave me and try to figure out a way of explaining this.
Can you be specific without obviously revealing any personal details of what this medium got right?
I reveal personal details in the book. I just kind of don't want to give them all away ahead of time. But one of the people that came through was my brother. And I'm going to say it as if it happened. You know, I'm just going to not keep qualifying that who ostensibly came through or allegedly came through or anything like that. Well, let's just talk about it as if it happened that way. Because there are other ways of explaining it, which I can discuss too. But one of them was my brother. The other one was my friend Bud Hopkins, who you mentioned earlier, the well-known abduction researcher who died in 2011. And the interest, you know, so some of the specific facts that came through were all kinds of things about their lives, their careers, their families. There was one particular line that the medium gave with regards to Bud, which absolutely gave me chills, which was the first thing that he said when he came through was, "You were right, you were right." And he was very aggressive in his manifestation of his personality, very outgoing, very self-centered, just the way Bud was in real life. I mean, his personality came through, too. The interesting thing about that, just to keep it brief, is that I had given him some books to read right before he died, within the last 6 months before he died, about this topic. I thought he might be interested in knowing that there is evidence that suggests that maybe death isn't the end. And I brought over these books to him. I carefully selected them. One of them was about Ian Stevenson, who I thought he would identify with, who was a great investigator into child reincarnation cases. And he's very curious, and he was a reader, so I thought for sure he'd be interested in these things. But when I came back later, the next couple of days, he told me he didn't want to read them. He wasn't interested. No, I don't want to read these. You know, I know that death is the end, and that's it. And I was really surprised, because he usually is curious to read stuff. So anyway, when he said that, I knew immediately what he meant. And then the medium actually said that she understood that to mean what I thought it meant. So it's when they come up with very personal things like that that nobody else knows about that you're really struck. But she also provided a lot of specific details about his life that were just facts about his life. And anyway, I don't know if that's answering your question. But it's very compelling when it happens in the moment, and especially when you can feel the personality of that person there, and little quirky things about the person that seem to come through. But there are other ways that this can be explained other than being the actual dead person there. So that's something else that I explain in the book. There are other ways of interpreting these kinds of experiences that come through mediumship.
Quickly, obviously you want people to read the book, but maybe give us a quick overview of the other possible explanations.
Yeah, I mean, and I deal with this theme throughout the book, which is what the current debate is among people who are dealing with this information is what they call the psi hypothesis. It's whether these experiences can be explained as resulting from just the very sophisticated, refined psychic abilities of the medium. Which would mean that she would be using her telepathy and her clairvoyance, but most of it would be telepathy, her ability to pick up from me the information that then comes through her. Or if it's something I don't know as the sitter, the claim is that these mediums can pick up information elsewhere from a distant family member or They can read some kind of a document somewhere with their clairvoyance, or they can know where something is hidden away that, and then tell you that, oh, your dad is saying that the will you can't find is buried in the basement, and there it is. Now, that could be the medium's clairvoyance as opposed to a dead person talking through her. Or her information about Bud could have been coming from her ability to pick it up through her telepathy. And if that's the case, there's no dead person involved. So that's the other explanation for the possibility of what's going on here. But in either case, you have to be willing to accept the very amazing and advanced psychic abilities that are involved with mediumship, regardless of whether they're a dead person or a human being. You cannot deny the reality of psi, PSI. And I think there are many scientists and many people, skeptics, that deny that it even exists, that psi is even possible, that psychic abilities even exist in human beings. And that to me is absolutely absurd because of the things that I've witnessed and experienced. But I can't prove that they were dead people, but they certainly involve very advanced psychic abilities, no matter what the root of them was.
Yes, and that's incredible. And I've been, you know, I'm a member of the SSC, and there are lots of wonderful research done on the psi phenomena and life after death, near-death experiences, and mediumship. And so it's fun to hear you talk about all of these things. And I have to ask you, when you got into really researching this, who were some of the people that you found most intriguing or most informative with regard to this?
You mean in terms of investigators?
And people that you could learn from. I mean, that would be wonderful.
Before you do that answer, let's do a break and then come back with Leslie's response to Erica Luke's question. This week, Erica is our guest co-host. Chris O'Brien is on special assignment elsewhere, and we'll quite possibly be back for this week's episode of After the Paracast. So with Gene and with Erica, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As
a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
The book is Surviving Death. The author is Leslie Kane, and our guest co-host Erica Lukes asked Leslie a question at the end of our previous segment. Leslie, your response?
Yeah, I mean, there are so many wonderful people who have been working on this for decades. One of the people that impressed me a lot was Dr. Jim Tucker from the University of Virginia. He's actually a successor to Ian Stevenson, has been studying cases of children, very, very young children with past life memories. He actually wrote a chapter in my book of his own. And then Pim Van Lommel, I also love him, love his work. He also wrote a chapter in my book. Peter Fenwick, who studies end-of-life experiences. Julie Beischel from the Winbridge Institute, which is a study center actually in Arizona. I don't know, maybe Jean's heard of it, where they do a lot of studies of mental mediumship there and other things. There were a bunch of British investigators. Alan Gold is a famous, in this field, he's very famous, this distinguished gentleman who's been doing this stuff for probably 50 years, written excellent, you know, landmark books. So there's a whole lot of people. Lloyd Auerbach, I don't know if you've ever had him on the show.
We have.
He's a great guy, very entertaining. He wrote a chapter in my book about apparitions and investigation of apparitions, which was fantastic. And I absolutely admire Erlander Haraldson, who's another elderly gentleman like Alan Gold, who is, I guess you say it, Erlander. He's from Iceland, and he's a PhD psychologist, and he's been studying these kinds of phenomena, a range of them, for probably 50 years as well. Many, many books. And he wrote a fascinating chapter in my book about a physical medium, an Icelandic physical medium that not many people know about. It was absolutely amazing. So anyway, those are just some people. There are others. I mean, there are also lots of investigators who wrote books in the past who I admire a lot, who aren't with us anymore. I'm going to post some of these research papers and these studies and interesting videos and so on my website, by the way. So people who are reading the book can get more information and they can supplement what they're reading with some additional material. And just so people know, my website is Surviving Death Kane. That's the book title and my name, K-E-A-N, survivingdeathkane.com.
We have that link, by the way, in our description of the show over at thepowercast.com. So this way, if you forget it, we always try to put the guest's link somewhere.
There are so many references in there. to the materials that were useful to me as an investigator and as a journalist. I mean, there's just so much great information. And other than the people I mentioned, it would be hard for me off the top of my head. I mean, the studies of Riche and Jaily from France, who did studies on mental mediumship in the 1920s and 30s. I could spend half an hour giving you a bunch of names that people probably haven't heard of, but I'm going to post, as I said, they'll all be on my website. I want people to have access to some of this great material. I just hope people will go there because that's where it'll be.
Absolutely. I know I will. And I will post that to all of my friends and followers. So I think this is really important. I love that. And I want to ask you, too, with regard to the physical mediumship, we've got the typical type of things that you'll hear, the knocks, different things taking place, the anomalous light phenomena that is present sometimes, ectoplasm, levitation.
So I did witness, Erica, some phenomenal things in physical mediumship. It's very hard to talk about them out of context. Because in the book, right, I build people up to them very gradually, and I show them how scientists have studied these things, and I give some examples of situations where they've been proven to exist under extremely rigorously controlled conditions so that they're sort of prepared to handle it.
Right.
So I just want people to know when they hear how ridiculous it sounds, they need to read the book, and I think they'll feel differently about it when they do that. Because it's just difficult to take it out of context, but I will do it because it's real, and I'd be happy to talk about it. You understand how I...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I appreciate that you wanting to set the stage and make sure that people understand that your work is methodical and you're trying to... I mean, you're very rational, and you're trying to rule out all of the hoaxes and different things that could take place. But this is something that you're very diligent about.
Exactly. And I think that by the time people get to the section where I talk about my own experiences with physical mediumship, I hope that they will realize that and understand that I've taken all precautions and I know how to discern a fraudulent case from one that isn't. And I do explain all the things in the book, that all the reasons that I know that this particular medium, whose name is Stuart Alexander, is not a fraud. There's absolutely no question about it, for many reasons, which I describe in the book, but I won't bore people with it now. I just hope that people will, read it. Not because I'm trying to sell books. I just want people to understand the context for this, because it's so strange. And the only way they can really understand the context is to read more about it, so...
Absolutely. And sorry to interrupt you, but I want to just say that I think people that are rational and understand your diligent approach and also understand the importance of work that you see at the Scientific Society for Scientific Exploration, I mean, all of these people are taking this very seriously, and these are PhDs and people that are engaged in very serious research, so as you are as well.
All right. Well, thanks. Yeah. I mean, there are, and I try, those are the kinds of people I've tried to draw into who have contributed to my book, who've written some chapters in it and who I've interviewed a lot with and stuff. So I think we've covered that, covered that for the listeners. Physical mediumship there are plenty of frauds out there. And there were plenty of frauds back in the heyday in the 1920s and the 1910s. But there were also some, just like there are some genuine UFO cases, there were and are genuine physical mediums. And you just have to be rigorous about discerning who they are. But the one who I believe is probably the most significant one in the world today is Stuart Alexander, who I write about in my book. He lives in the UK, and he's been practicing with a small group of people for about 40 years, the same small group, not interested in publicity. He's very private about it. But he was welcoming to me when I finally met him after great hesitation. He was hesitant at first to get involved with this book or anything, but gradually it evolved that he became comfortable with me. And sitting with his small group in this little room in England, I was privileged to witness, a lot of it is in the dark. And we have, my book, I explain all about why there is this need for darkness that a lot of mediums feel. that they need it for various reasons. I'm not going to go into that now, but it's sort of a tradition with physical mediumship, but not all of it. And I did witness levitations and independent voices that speak out of the air, matter going through matter. But the most extraordinary thing of all that I witnessed and actually saw, because the light was on for this, was the materialization of a physical human hand from the substance called ectoplasm, which is a substance that's exuded from the medium. And there was a light on for this. So I not only witnessed this formation of this hand out of nothing, but I touched it as well and held the hand. So that is an absolutely life-changing experience, because there's absolutely no way that it can be hoaxed and or faked in the context of the room that I was in. And how do you explain it? How does it happen? So the spirits who are supposedly speaking through Stuart can explain it, but outside of that context, it's very hard to explain it, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah, and I encourage people to read more. I'm going to put on my website a wonderful video of a talk that Stuart Alexander gave. I'm going to put it up in the next couple of days. He gave a talk. It's quite long, but it's very entertaining. He talks about how he developed as a medium and what it means to him, et cetera, and some of the events he's been involved with over the course of his life. And he's an absolutely wonderful, engaging, very likable person. So I think if people look at that, they will realize after looking at that, this guy couldn't possibly be a fake. You can just tell when you experience him. And I actually have tested that, the reality of all of this. So anyway, it's a difficult thing to talk about, because it's, you know, it's very strange, hard for people to believe, understandably so. And it's personal for me because I was there. So this is a very different kind of a topic for me than UFOs, I have to say.
We got more to come with Leslie Kane. Our guest co-host is Erica Lukes. With Jean, Erica, and Leslie, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.